We are now talking to the head coach of the Sedan Blue Devils, Coach Mick Holt. Coach, how are you doing today?
Fine, thanks, Kyle. Appreciate it.
Coach, you had a huge win this past weekend as you defeated Flint Hills by a score of 54-8. Ended up being a mercy rule game. Can you go ahead and talk about that game and how do you think your team looked?
Well, offensively, we got out to a great start. I challenged the team before the game to come out fast tonight, or last Friday night. The previous two games, we had fallen behind early, so our goal was to jump out to a lead and just continue. And, you know, we didn't take long for us to take the opening kickoff and score. The problem is, on defense, we let them just drive the ball down our throats, the length of the field, a big, long, time-consuming drive, and they tied up. So then we responded well. It was 16-8 at the end of the first quarter. And then the second quarter, we really got things rolling offensively, and our defense was able to look a few adjustments. They had a big, big fullback, and their line was big, so we made a few adjustments defensively, and we ended up shutting them down. So I was pleased with the performance of our players.
And obviously, with as big of an offensive game as that is, where you score 54 points, there's probably a lot of guys that that you could point out on offense. But who were a few of the highlights that you thought on offense that really showed up on Friday night?
Well, the crazy thing about that is we only ran a total of 12 offensive plays.
Wow!
That night. Quick hitters. So, you look at our stats, they went forward on fourth down a lot. And so we had a short field to work with all night long. So our total yards are very misleading. In fact, we only ended up scoring 54 points. We only ended up with 148 total rushing yards. We were 0-for-1 passing. So, very kind of deceptive, but if you look at the stats. But Tate Haldeman, once again, had a great game for us. He carried the ball 7 times for 124 yards. And then Damian Hatton carried it for 3 times for 14 yards, and Eli Campbell only carried it 1 time for 10 yards. And that was it. We scored 54 points in just 11 rushing attempts.
Wow, that's pretty amazing there, Coach. You don't see that very often, and of course that ended up causing the mercy rule at halftime. What do you tell your players? I mean, obviously you're proud of your players by basically just ending the game at halftime. But I mean, what do you go in after the game and tell them? Hey, it's already over, guys. Let's pack it up and go home early.
Yeah, and I'm like, I don't want to downgrade Flint Hills.
Oh, no, absolutely not.
They were minus 2 starters. I just tip my hat to their coach. He had a couple of players, I guess, miss practice one reason or the other. And I thought he did the right thing by sitting them out. And so they were shorthanded. And we took advantage of it. But, you're right. At halftime, you go in. Great performance, but come Monday, we have a central burden to prepare for, and they've won 2 in a row now. They're on a hot streak. They've got some kids healthy, or one kid that missed the first 5 games. He's back playing for them now, so they're a better team than they started out the game season. So we gotta be prepared this week. Gotta work hard, and we can pull on definitely as long as we work hard and come out and play.
Yeah, Coach, and you kind of took the words out of my mouth about central burden coming in. They've won back-to-back games, 54-20 and 36-20 against Flint Hills, and also a really good Oswego team. So it looks like they're starting to hit their stride with their starters coming back.
I watched that Oswego game, and they just did a super job of running. Because their linemen did a good job of getting their blocks, and fullback did a good job of blocking. And I tell you, a big weapon of theirs, they had several, I don't know the exact stats, they had a lot of passing yards, and it was just little screen passes. They did such a super job of selling it. The linemen kind of disguised their screen pass as well, and And so we're going to have to work on that this week, because they do a super job of running the ball as well as the short passing game.
Well, again, Coach, congratulations on your big win this week, and good luck this week against Central Burden.
Thanks, Kyle. I appreciate it.
All right. That is Coach Mick Holt, the head coach of the Sedan Blue Devils, right here on KGGF.